shadowy castle, and it's got sort of grays and orangey pink colors. Looks very beautiful.
Question, like, could like 8-year-olds read it?
Yeah, this one says it's geared for 6 to 9, so 8-year-olds are definitely in that range. Of course, every reader, there's books for each reader and books that aren't for each reader, so everyone has to figure out what works best for them. But those are two books that are coming out that I'm really excited for. And there's a whole bunch of other ones coming out this month that I'm excited for too. But I just wanted to share a couple today that sound especially good. And so I just want to remind our radio listeners of another fun event also happening on July 11th, the same day that those books come out. So Tuesday, July 11th, we're having our Ready for Summer party from 5 to 7 p.m. at Half Moon. It'll be outside, weather permitting. No registrations required. Everybody's welcome. We're going to celebrate the
Well, I
start of
love Half
summer
Moon.
with
Whoever
dancing.
doesn't know Half Moon is like the best pizza place on earth.
It's lovely. We do love Half Moon, and we're
And it has a
grateful that
cool
they're letting us have this party there. So we're going to have dance music, free books and activities for kids, a backpack giveaway, free pizza tickets for summer reading registrants, and more. So Sarah Van Buren and Matthew Cullen will share special DJ performances that'll help also kick off our DJ program for the summer for tweens and teens.
Got a DJ.
And then later in the summer, there's going to be another dance party in August. So stay tuned for that.
August.
Yes.
Do something
So some of
really
the tweens and the teens that are in the summer program are going to play some music for us, DJ some music at the summer party. But we do have an all-ages summer reading program. We encourage everyone from birth to seniors, babies to seniors, to participate. You keep track of what you read each day, or not what you read, but how every day that you read, you check off on a form. And then you can enter for some raffle prizes for each day that you read. And parents reading with their babies does count for the babies.
Yeah,
Babies are
babies
welcome
don't
to
have to
enter
be reading.
because babies
Babies
can't
don't
read
have
yet.
to
Being read to counts.
reading.
Reading counts and being read to counts. So we just want people enjoying books and reading during the summer months. I know I will be. I know Claire will be. And Georgia and Fatia and Amelia and all our friends. So go to hudsonarealibrary.org to find out more details about all of our summer reading programs and events. And we hope you have a great summer full of reading and activities.
Okay.
But on that note, we are going to wrap it up for today. It's fun talking with you, Claire.
Wait, don't wrap it up so fast.
Oh, what do you got?
I have something in the chat. It says Kitty Cool. I tried to do exclamation mark, but it says
Oh.
111, and then it's a little cute face that you can make with an O, a W, and an O. Wait, are the listeners still here?
Yeah.
So, listeners, if you have like a phone or if you have text, you can make a cute. You might already know about this, but you can make a cute face using an O, a W, and then another O or an O. I don't know how O-U-O looks, but that might look cool.
Cool. We'll have to try that out. But while we're doing that, we're going to say goodbye for today. We hope everyone out there listening has a great week, great summer filled with quality reading time, and we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. In the meantime, happy.
Reading.
Hello, my name is ruining your day with overcomplicating every little thing that you do. Hello and goodbye to all of your good vibes. You gave it a good try. Never thought we'd be introduced. It was sunshine every single day for so long. Nothing seemed to go wrong. Didn't even know it could rain. Out of nowhere, I felt something try to sneak in. Push me in the deep end. Now it's almost every day. I had a good thing going, got a bit too lonely. Opened up the door to my head. I thought that it would only stay a day. or so until it walked right in and it said, hello, my name is ruining your day with overcomplicating every little thing that you do. Hello and goodbye to all of your good vibes. You gave it a good try, never thought we'd be introduced. Hello, my name is. Surfing an eviction notice, hoping it might end up homeless, but it started paying rent, hasn't missed a payment since. Tried to push it out of focus, more I try the more I'm hopeless. It just walks right back in again and again. I had a good thing going, got a bit too lonely, opened up the door to my head. I thought that it would only stay a day or so until it walked right in and it said, hello, my name is ruining your day with overcomplicating every little thing that you do. Hello and goodbye to all of your good vibes. You gave it a good try, never thought we'd be introduced. Hello, my name is.
Hi, I'm Shersha Mizan from Hudson. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Thank you.
Me and my arrow, straighter than narrow. Wherever we go, everyone knows it's me and my arrow.
Tune in or turn out to the July 18th edition of the Ukuleles Unleashed show on WGXC. This month it is broadcast live from the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill. Host Carmen Borgia and John Sturman are doing a reading and singing Harry Nilsson's The Point on ukuleles, and then doing their live radio show in front of an audience at the Bridge Street Theater. Admission is free to this WGXC event. Turn out or tune in to the Bridge Street Theater, 7:45 to 10 p.m. on Tuesday, July 18th at wgxc.org/listen and 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Sun Common, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Guillermo Rickerson of Cairo, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click Donate. Thank you for your support.
You have the already global networks. So my argument is very simple. The present media is too large and wasteful. From now on, we should think about the smaller media to diverse our culture and community. I have different idea on airwave. Airwave belongs to the every people, everybody, not to the states or a government. Okay, I will make the transmitter now. This is Paper Tiger Radio, special radio station. Telephone number is 212-420-9045.
Pedimos que por favor reporten al 420-9045. Estamos midiendo la fuerza de esta transmisión, una nueva emisora.
This is great.
This but I have one of the VHS
independent narrowcasting.
Less than it costs to buy a real good radio.
Buildings.
This is WNYU too. We're actually going over a really powerful station.
Really? Right? We're going over NYU?
Yeah, so if you can imagine, if we go on a space that's not being used, we can go even further.
Yeah. Not that there are a lot in New York. But keep yours close to the mic. Guys, no one called. We're really getting a lot of reach and a lot of distance. Nobody lives around here, that's the thing. Tell me if I'm gonna bump into some guys. Not them, is it?
everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Anchor, Catskill, Hudson, and WaveFarm.org. I am DJ Cola, and today I am joined with my sound engineer,
DJ Shaw Money.
And, excuse me, God bless me. We have a great show today for you. We put over 50 characters in a little spinny wheel. And then we're going to do a tournament and see which is the strongest character in fiction and in real life. Because I added some real life people in there, too. Like, you know, the U.S. Army.
Hey, not too much.
Shh. No spoilers?
No spoilers.
Okay. But yeah, you know, some... I'm not going to name any more characters, but we got Marvel, we got DC, we got Dragon Ball Z, we got some nostalgic stuff,
hey,
like Ninja Turtles.
I just going to have to wait. What we going to do, though?
Yeah. But... right now, we're going to play you into the daily news brought to you by WGXC, and we'll be right back after we play that, the weather, and a song.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre with the WGXC daily news for Friday, July 7th. Go to the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about any of these stories. Roger Hannigan-Gilson reports in the Times Union that Columbia County Sheriff Don Krapf says the corrections officers he oversees can cooperate with federal immigration agents, but the law enforcement officers he oversees cannot. Croft sent the Times Union a lengthy statement on his conflicting policy after an incident last month when two members of the Board of Supervisors and Hudson Mayor Kamal Johnson waited outside the sheriff's office for a man who did not emerge from the building at his release time. Johnson and Hudson Third Ward Supervisor Michael Chimides were eventually told he was no longer there, as Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers had taken him away. Croft had previously announced a non-cooperation policy with ICE, but now his officers were cooperating. But Croft claims he was only cooperating partially, saying, quote, "The extent to which DCJS shares data with federal authorities is unknown to me, but I can state confidently that my office did not notify ICE of this individual's presence in the Columbia County Corrections Facility," unquote. So now Croft is saying that the non-cooperation policy does not apply to his office's corrections division, only the deputies he oversees. Supervisor Chimides said, quote, "The interpretation that the policy only applies to part of the sheriff's office is a surprise to me, and it's confusing. If you look at the policy itself, it says the sheriff's office. If you look through the document it was part of, it defines the CCSO as having multiple divisions, and it describes the policy as being CCSO policy. So I haven't seen any prior information implying the policy was only geared toward the law enforcement division," unquote. Croft's written policy says, quote, "The Columbia County Sheriff's Office has a welcoming and inclusive policy towards immigrants in Columbia County," unquote. And, quote, "The Columbia County Sheriff's Office does not actively participate in immigration enforcement," unquote. Columbia County Sanctuary Movement co-founder Brian McCormick said, quote, "The policy very clearly states it's for the Columbia County Sheriff's Office. It does not specify it's for a particular subset of employees," unquote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. The Daily Freeman reports that the Mellon Foundation is giving a $2 million grant to support Tanya L. Kaori, a commissioned artist and guest co-curator at the Fisher Center and a distinguished artist in residence at Bard College's Theater and Performance Program. A press release from the local college said, quote, "L. Kaori's live art engages the audience in close encounters with narratives drawn from the political realities of borders, displacement, and the state violence. The grant will support her live art production and touring, her scholarly and artistic research, and her curatorial work at the Fisher Center," unquote. El Kahouri said in the press release that, quote, "The grant will allow me to further pursue my artistic and curatorial practices, deepen my experimentation with new models of collaboration and institution building, and reflect on my trajectory as an artist working in the intersection of politics and research," unquote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Liz Montgomery reports for Porcupine Soup that a few members of the public can get a rare glimpse at the world's oldest fossil forest in Cairo next week. On July 15th, Dr. Robert Titus leads a lecture on the origin story of Cairo's fossil forest at the Cairo Public Library, followed by a visit to the nearby site. Titus is a professor of geology at Hartwick College. In 2019, a research team led by faculty at Binghamton University and Cardiff University in the United Kingdom identified the site as the world's oldest fossil forest. The site is owned by the town of Cairo, and a small fence is guarding it. The lecture and tour is presented by the Cairo Historical Society and is limited to 99 people. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. Read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, July 7th. Local early morning temperatures range from 62 degrees in Medusa to 70 in Red Hook. Regional average soil temperature is 71 degrees. Pollen levels for today will be medium. Today is going to be pretty hot again. I'm not seeing heat warnings as of 5 a.m. this morning, but that could change. Dew points will hit 73 degrees, which is oppressive. Heat index is due to reach 93. Now, unlike wind chill, which you can cancel out by just wearing proper clothes or climbing into any vehicle, heat index is no joke. There is only so many clothes you can take off. You know what not to do. And number one is leave anything in a vehicle. You know what I'm talking about. Babies, pets, grandma, okay? Your bobblehead is going to pretty much melt. What do you think it's going to do to them? Number two, take care of yourself. Hydrate. Sorry, adults. Your sense of thirst tends not to keep up with your body, especially when you're sweating a lot. Drink the fluids. Avoid the sun. Number three, hit up your neighbors. Make sure their air conditioner is working. If it's not, maybe you got a chance to make a new friend. All right, the actual mercury hits 86 degrees at 2 p.m. From noon to a bit after dark, a so-called cold front moves through, moderating temperatures and dropping rain. Thunder could tag along to the party. So just make sure you have water to drink and your devices are charged. Overnight, we dip to a muggy 70 degrees. Saturday, much like today, high of 85 with a stormy afternoon. 68 degrees overnight takes us into an even rainier looking Sunday with a high of 78. Monday, high of 81. Heat warnings could return and it looks like a bit of rain will fall. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 12:50 a.m., high tide at 6:45 a.m., low tide again at 1:31 p.m., and high tide once again at 7:31 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 76 degrees and the tide strength will be high. Sunset today will be at 8:20 p.m., sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:23 a.m. Looking way up, we see there is a geomagnetic storm watch on for today due to a mild Hadouken. X-class flare chances have diminished to 1%, but that could change. Sunspot 3363 is swinging into view, and it looks a bit ferocious. To see pics of this structure from Earth and from Mars, check out the Better Weather Telegram channel. Plasma winds will be average at 488 kilometers per second with a thin density of 2 protons per cubic centimeter. Radio prop is fair below 4 megahertz till dark, then fair across the board overnight. Courage, folks, solar cycle 25 is still on the upswing. There are no chances of aurora tonight. The current sunspot number is 149, and this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
I don't feel I've dozed jungle with my homies. All get focused, all rage and toasts. But nickname Mr. Kanan do the most is. I was living down bad in my folks' crib. Now I'm laughing to the bank and the joke is. Them more things that folks did or folks get. We been getting this fly since some poor kids. My rich friends and my broke friends coexist. They love the mix and we know what it is.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, wavefarm.org. I am your host, DJ Cola, and today I am joined with my sound engineer,
DJ Shaw Money.
And today, we're doing a fictional character beatdown brawl. You know, it's going to be a free-for-all. We have a little spinny spin wheel right here, and we're gonna, it has over 50 characters from all over, like Star Wars, Avengers, DC.
Oh my god, there's Star Wars characters in here?
A few, maybe, just a little bit. I don't know too much Star Wars, but I figured, you know, you gotta have some Star Wars representation. I would have done Lord of the Rings and stuff like that. Don't know any Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, characters. I don't either.
Sorry. But yeah, you know, today we're just gonna be seeing who is the strongest character.
Alright, so how do you want to get this started?
Let's spin the wheel. First character we get, we're going to play the theme of.
All right. I'll spin it twice.
Okay.
And then I'll look up the photos of both characters, and we can play the theme song. All right?
Yeah.
One.
Oh, you can hear the wheel, too. That's satisfying.
All right.
We're just going to see what it lands on. It's so hard to read that.
Wow. Okay, Mario.
Mario all right. From Mario.
All right.
You know what's funny?
You.
Mario's last name is Mario, so it's Mario
is it really?
From Mario. Yeah, Mario Jumpman Mario.
Never knew that.
That's why Luigi's name is Luigi Mario.
Oh my god. I never knew that.
Yeah, that's why they're called the Mario Brothers.
That makes a lot of more sense now.
Imagine your first name being the same as your last name.
That would suck. So, do you want to remove these characters after we get them?
Nah. I feel like we could have them again, because, like,
right.
You know, I want to see how they would do against other characters, right. Too.
One, two.
Mario.
versus
Sonic?
That would be funny. I'm worried a lot of these might be super one-sided. Ooh!
Finn and Jake.
Okay, that's a good one.
Oh my goodness. Against Finn?
This was a good idea.
And Jake.
Mario versus Finn and Jake.
All right.
So let's get like, the rules
okay.
down.
Okay.
If we give Finn his sword, we gotta give Mario some items.
All right. Look. I will be the announcer. And today's battle will be Finn and Jake versus. Wait, hold on. Today, the battle will be Finn and Jake versus Mario. I will let my host give off the rules.
Alright, so before we analyze their thing, who do you think was going to win? My money's on Mario as much as I don't want to.
Really?
I like Finn and Jake more.
Are you for real?
I like Finn and Jake more from Adventure Time. But Mario has too many hacks.
Okay. Here's the rules. Mario can only have two hacks. And that's it.
He only needs one, and he wins. All he needs is the invincibility star.
No, can't have it.
He can't have it?
Too overpowered.
Okay, that's fair.
Alright.
If he can't have the invincibility star, I think Finn and Jake would win.
Time to set the rules.
You know what? We at least gotta give Mario Luigi then.
Alright, Mario Luigi.
Versus Finn and Jake.
Versus Finn and Jake. That's cool.
Yeah, there we go. So that way it's, you know, not 1v2.
Yeah.
I think Finn and Jake's teamwork would be better.
I don't know. Have you seen Mario and Luigi work together, bro? Like,
I mean, I'm sure they're great plumbers. I'm sure they would, like,
bro,
I would give them a tip.
Have you never seen them work together against Bowser, bro? Like,
oh, that's true. Plus in Smash Bros.
Luigi Mansion, bro? Like,
so, I have a question.
Hmm.
If Mario jumps on their head, do they die?
Do we want to... Ow, I apologize. Right? I humbly apologize. That, like, blew out my ears. Okay. Alright,
that's
all
how
right.
Mario does.
Yeah, but, like, do we want to give them game physics? Or are they, like the movie?
That's a tough question. I think we should go with movie.
Movie? Alright.
But with all the game's power-ups. It would be game versus cartoon, then. So we could do...
I mean, they both kind of have cartoon-ish powers.
That's true.
Alright, so...
Alright, let's go over it.
Alright, okay.
Mario and Luigi can both fly, too.
Our first contender.
So that's something they have over Finn and Jake.
Our first contender... is Mario. Let's see how this theme song is.
Dun, dun, dun.
Alrighty. let's see this.
Let's see. Mario can fly. Mario and Luigi can fly, but that doesn't do much when Jake can, like, just...
stretch.
Yeah, I think my money's on Finn and Jake, if you don't give them the superstar.
Alright. my lovely host, so would you like to read off some of their powers
and
abilities?
So Mario and Luigi... both got superhuman strength. I mean, I didn't even think about that.
Oh, wait, hold on, I got you.
And super durability.
What? Mario?
Yeah.
Do they actually?
Yeah, and like the shows and stuff, they get bonked.
Yeah, forgot about that one.
You know, they can shoot fire, they can grow super huge. You know, it'd be a good matchup. Mario growing super huge versus Drake stretching out to be a giant.
Ooh.
I feel like that would happen.
Alright. Now, where would we say that this battle is taking place? It's taking in the world of Mario?
I don't think the terrain would matter too much. I want like an open...
I feel like just for the sake of Mario was first, I feel like it should be...
the field of Mario.
All right. And so are we going to have the unlimited pitfalls, too?
Yep.
Ooh.
Finn and Jake would have to worry about adapting to that terrain.
See, I'm not too worried about Jake falling into the pit.
More worried about...
If Jake falls into the pit, he can stretch and then, like, climb up the walls. Because, like, he can, like, do that.
Okay, but... now are we giving Finn the grass sword?
I think so, yeah. All right.
We're giving Finn the grass sword.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so does that mean he has the power of the grass sword itself? Yeah, because...
Look up Finn and Jake's abilities. Am I missing anything? All right.
Okay. Finn... and Jake. Powers.
Yes. All right, okay. Oh.
All right. Oh, I don't want a vid. I don't want a video.
Again. This is really tough, actually. I think...
Okay.
I think it could really go either way.
I can never find anything good.
Now that I think about it more, I think it might be Mario.
Alright, Finn.
But Martin, it can really go either way.
Also known as Finn the Human.
Yeah, he is just a human, to be fair.
Ooh.
But he does have gear and knows how to use it.
Take the dog.
Who do you think wins?
If it was just a 1-on-1?
Nah. Between the 2v2.
I really want to say...
Look at Mario's Mario's power-ups.
I really want to say that it would be Mario.
I think it would be.
Especially if it's Mario and Luigi.
Yeah, they've been around for so much longer that...
I'm going to have to say just Mario against Finn and Jake. Because, you know, we didn't put that as like
a duo. I still think Mario would win.
I think Mario would win. Just because of all the hacks and, like,
yeah,
abilities.
He has so many different power-ups, and he's been out so much longer, so they had so much more time to give him
and
the power-ups.
Like, it's just, like, it's so unpredictable.
But that was a good one.
All right.
I was really worried when we would spin the wheel, and we would just get stomps that aren't even close.
All righty. So round one goes to Mario.
Wow, that's ironic.
All right. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I never played Finn and Jake's intro. There you go. Not this one.
What is this?
Ugh.
We need the adventure time.
You know,
come
you
on,
know,
grab your friend.
You know, they're kind of like being fairy. They're being played right nice. Now. They're
Finn
man,
the dog
please.
And Jake the human.
I got
the fun will
Finn
never
and Jake
end.
Song.
Adventure time.
Finn the dog and Jake the human.
Finn the dog.
What?
You said Finn the dog and Jake the human.
Finn the dog and Jake the human.
There we go. Let's spin the wheel while this is playing.
Alright, next one.
Adventure time. Come on, grab your friends. Go to very distant lands. Chase the dog and Finn the human. The fun will never end. Adventure time. How can you not sing along to that gem?
You know, I would. But like...
Adventure time. Let's get the Wii.
I got you. I lost it, so I gotta get it now.
Oh, we got a cover in the background. That's fine. We can leave that while we... Oh, it's this one. It's all their opening themes. I thought it was a cover at first by a YouTuber.
I don't remember some of these.
Right? So we can just have that in the background.
Alright, my fault.
You're good.
Alright, I gotta look up the wheel again. Because, you know, my silly self lost it. Okay. Three... Oh, wait, no, I didn't. I'm just silly. 3, 2, 1. 1. That's 2.
Let's see.
Wow, okay. Alrighty.
Oh, I didn't think we would get this one.
Okay.
The entire United States Army. We got nukes.
What the hell?
That is
whoa,
crazy.
That's trippy.
That was...
I don't remember that one. That's trippy. Captain America... You can't make this up.
That's ironic.
You can't make this up. Can't make this up.
We already know where this would happen. Like, in the headquarters, because that's... Man is going against the system.
I'm gonna say this has to be on like the war, like the World War II battlefield, World War One battlefield.
Yeah, I don't think we should. If it's Captain America, it should be Captain America's time. And he got really, really lucky with that. Otherwise, he would have just get nuked.
So,
but Captain America didn't have nukes.
No, they didn't. All right. One man army.
We're gonna give him prep time.
One man army versus the U.S. military of his time.
Should we give him? I feel like we should give him at least prep time.
I feel like Captain America got it, bro.
You think Captain America wins?
Captain America's a super soldier, bro.
He has super strength. He has
You know the powers of Captain America.
Yeah, he's.
You must not know for real.
Like. If he gets overwhelmed.
Bro.
All right. When was Captain America born? We'll use that U.S. Army.
1920.
Okay. That definitely reduces his chance cause quite a bit than what I thought it would be. Like, what was the best gun in 1920s? Buzzers, helicopters, and tanks,
what
man. Do they have tanks in 1920?
Yeah.
Yeah, my money is on the entire U.S. Army.
My money's on Captain America.
Ooh.
Bro, have you never seen Captain America
take a rocket
from off his shield? You gotta remember cartoons.
That's true.
Cartoons.
That's still so many people, though.
But, like, cartoons.
Don't get me wrong. I feel like he would...
I've seen Captain America take down armies, bro.
I feel like he could definitely live a long time, but I feel like eventually they would tire him out.
He's a super soldier. He has infinite stamina.
That's a good point. How many bullets can he take?
The shield. Deflects them. It's made of vibranium.
You can't deflect every bullet at once when you're surrounded by 360.
It's made of vibranium, bro.
I know it can deflect them, like, physically, but, like, you can't block all of them at once if you're getting shot from every angle.
Who says Captain America getting shot from every angle? Most likely, Captain America would probably just rush the tanks. Because vibranium is the most strongest thing ever.
That's true.
So most likely, he would probably just rush a tank.
That's a tough
one. Who's to say he doesn't rush a tank and then just...
We've had some really funny matches so far. Finn and Jake, Mario, Luigi. That was a good one. Captain America versus the entire U.S. Army. Like, I was really worried these would be stomps. Like, we would get Goku versus,
like,
Mike
Saitama.
Tyson.
Saitama. Alrighty.
Yeah, like Saitama versus Mario or something.
What do you want to say who wins that? You want to say it's like a... I genuinely think Captain America wins it.
I think that's really close. I'll give it to Captain America then, just because I don't know his abilities as well as you do.
All right.
One, two,
yes,
wait,
okay, I'm excited for this,
Batman, okay,
told you we got some bangers here,
alright,
and if you're just tuning in, welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on any point at FM, WGXT, for Catskill Hudson, wavefarm.org. Today we're doing some fictional character beatdown. We have characters from all around media. You know, we got DC, Marvel, a bunch of different animes like Dragon Ball, Naruto.
Naruto,
I'm sorry. And then we also got some cartoons like, you know, Adventure Time, Regular Show. So let's see what we got.
Batman versus...
Ooh!
Ant-Man.
Bro, what is with the themes matching so much? Batman, Ant-Man?
Alrighty.
My money's on Batman.
Prep time or no prep time?
I think he would still win either or. But...
Oh my goodness. I don't know.
You could give them both prep time.
Oh, then yeah, Batman.
No prep time.
But like, no prep time? Ant-Man probably hasn't been.
Give Batman 30 minutes of prep time.
No, I don't know.
I think Batman really solos here.
Yeah, probably. Especially if he doesn't have Robin. Especially if he doesn't have Robin.
I feel like Batman has contingency plans for fighting for against giants. Especially somebody like...
Oh, yeah. I feel like he definitely would win. Because doesn't he have someone like Ant-Man in his universe? Like the Atom or something?
Yeah.
Or like... Yeah, right?
I think Batman takes it. Batman versus Ant-Man. Yeah. And if you want any other further proof of a fight versus a bat versus an ant, a bat would totally win.
Look it up. Look it up. Yeah, no, that's all I can say. Look it up.
No, a bat would totally beat an ant. So, there we go.
One.
That was a good one.
Gotta love Batman. Alright. A guy with a gun. Optimus Prime? I didn't even know you put this on here. Okay.
Optimus Prime
versus Tundro.
Oh, wait.
Yusuke? Oh, yeah, Yusuke.
Wait, who was the first one I already forgot? Oh, my God.
Optimus Prime.
Yeah. Yusuke wins.
Yusuke is just doing... I don't know if you know who Yusuke is. Yusuke is, but, like, bro...
I think this is the first sweep we have.
Bro, my boy Yusuke is just using the spirit gun on him, like...
Yeah, I feel like this is the first really easy sweep we have. The other ones, we at least had to think about it a bit.
This is my boy Yusuke when he loses all control.
Yeah, Yusuke, easy solos.
Like, and he's also a planet buster, like...
Yeah.
Alright, one.
That one.
Two.
Quick. Let's see.
Bill Cipher.
Ooh, he's got some pretty strong reality warping power.
Versus... Spent it more than a couple of times. I was really hoping I would have got Dr.
I like that matchup.
Alrighty. Green Lantern is known for their willpower and being able to control constructs with their mind as much as...
Doesn't Bill Cipher have a weakness?
...reality and their imagination.
Look up Bill Cipher's weakness. I think Green Lantern loses over one really stupid reason.
Yeah, probably.
You thinking the same thing?
Yeah.
Bill Cipher's yellow.
Yeah.
That's so tough.
Yeah. No, wait.
The only character
Dush, right?
The only character that would have bodied him that hard was SpongeBob. That's so funny. Green Lantern gets destroyed by SpongeBob.
Like, I don't know. I want to say, like, just because it depends on what Green Lantern you have, because there's multiple, like, there's universes of Green Lantern.
Right?
Like, there's a whole Green Lantern that's a planet.
I don't know.
And then you have Hal Jordan, who's, like, one of the strongest ones, and Guy Gardner.
Bill Cipher is pretty strong, too. How did he lose? How did Bill Cipher lose?
They beat him in their mind.
Yeah, they got him in his mind and then erased his memory. Okay.
But, like, you gotta remember that Green Lanterns are based off of willpower, like actual mental willpower.
Bill Cipher is yellow.
No, like, that's not how it works. Like, like, bro, it has to be, like, yellow.
I think Bill Cipher has this. I don't know. I don't see Green Lantern losing to a bunch of little kids like Bill Cipher did,
though. Yeah, right?
Uh-huh. I feel like Bill Cipher, what's it called?
I feel like Bill Cipher's a little childish.
Not just childish, but overconfident.
Yeah, right. Oh my God.
And I think Green Lantern could definitely use that.
Depending on what Green Lantern. Also.
Which is your favorite Green Lantern? I don't know their names. You know the one that fought Hal Jordan after he got corrupted? He's mine.
Yeah, same here. Can't remember his name right now. One, two. Alrighty. Well, let's see.
Again? Oh, no, wait. Yeah, again.
No.
No, okay.
No, Reese, man. Remove. He's getting removed.
Bye-bye, Captain America.
One, two. Thor, God of Thunder.
I really hope we get a strong opponent. Otherwise, Thor is going to sweep here. We got to give him somebody equally strong.
Come on. Goku.
No.
Vegeta? Oh, my God. Okay. Two princes. Two kings. Two.
You want to know what's funny?
The Prince of Saiyan.
Death Battle did a video on this.
Oh, my God. Okay, the Prince of all Saiyans.
It really depends on what point in the anime we're talking about here.
Okay, I think it's only fair to do, like...
I think Thor sweeps anything up to Buu Saga.
Yeah, I want to say we should let them have their god forms. I feel like we should do, like, the highest versions of themselves.
I think the only way...
Ultra Ego Vegeta versus King Thor.
I was just going to say, I do think the only way Vegeta wins is if he gets Ultra Ego. I think any wins with Ultra Ego.
I mean, also, I don't think the Saiyans would really be affected by Thunder.
That's a really good point.
Because think about it, like they legit... Whenever, like, they're Super Saiyan or Super mm-hmm. Saiyan 2, Thunder's always around them. Or, like, around them.
Yeah, plus their ki could stop it. I really think Thor could beat him up to Super Saiyan
yeah.
2, even. Even up to God. I think Super Saiyan Blue is an even fight.
I don't know.
Because of the way they do power scaling.
I feel like it would be a little bit of a show when you get around to, like,
I think Blue,
God.
Yeah, I think...
God ki.
I think Blue Evolved is what smacks him. I think once you get to Blue Evolved or anything higher, he wins.
Yeah.
I think Blue Thor could actually stand
a chance. I feel like
it would
be a really good fight, though.
I mean, if Krillin can stand up to Goku Blue.
No.
Here you go.
Nah.
I know he was just testing his power, but the way they do the power scaling, everybody just catches up to Super Saiyan Blue so easy.
Right. Okay. Well, we're saying that.
So I think it would be Thor beats him in Blue. He goes Blue Evolution, and then... it's even, and then he goes Ultra Ego and he wins.
Alright.
Steven Universe.
So are we saying Thor won that or Vegeta?
I think we gotta give it to Vegeta. I'm heavily biased, by
we're
the way.
We're heavily biased.
Yeah. Death Battle, Screw Attack, said that Thor won.
What did he go to?
They did the,
Before
some,
Ultra
like,
Ego?
Speed calculations, and I don't think that's the best way to do it. I still think Vegeta wins. Steven Universe.
Steven Universe. I feel like a lot of people could sweep him.
Right? I don't know, actually. Steven Universe is stronger than people give him credit. Kung Fu Panda would be a good matchup for him.
Danny Phantom.
Ooh.
That's a good matchup.
That is a good matchup.
Okay.
Who cartoon from cartoon... Oh, wait, Danny Phantom from Nickelodeon. So it's Cartoon Network
versus Nickelodeon.
Right, Cartoon Network versus Alrighty. Nickelodeon.
I know the powers of Danny Phantom pretty well. I'm not sure about Steven Universe.
I think Steven Universe wins.
Why?
He's got bubbles, he's got shields, he can float, he's got super strength, he's got his ultimate pink form. I think what really comes down...
Danny Phantom can possess you. He's a ghost.
That's true.
He can phase through things. He has a ghostly whale.
You know why I think... Could he possess a gem?
Yes.
And then what's it called? If he possesses a gem and they poof, what happens?
Nothing. He just phases out.
Right. I think Steven Universe wins, though.
I think Danny Phantom.
Danny Phantom really couldn't heat Steven. Hurt him. Steven Universe has healing liquids. Any liquid in
think
his
about this,
body
think about
heals.
Think about this. Danny Phantom, all he would have to do for real, is... possess Steven. Steven has never dealt with possession.
That's true.
Steven has never dealt with the paranormal ever in his life.
That's a good point. The thing is, it's hard for him to
hurt Steven. Or for example, let's say he possesses Garnet. Garnet versus Steven?
Steven would win. At the end of the series, at least. Steven's Pink Diamond.
No Pink Diamond Steven.
Well,
and if you even want to go that far, we could do evil Danny Phantom. If you want to go end of the season,
I don't think Danny Phantom. I think it's really close to a stalemate because I don't think Danny Phantom has enough offensive capability to take down.
What?
Steven is a tank.
So is
he took
Danny Phantom.
Steven sweats healing power. So if he's really in a fight and starts sweating, he'll start healing from his sweat.
Danny is a ghost. He turns invisible. He can sink through the earth core.
I think it depends on what the gem versus ghost matchup would be. Like, would be Dana Phantom be able to possess a gem? Because he can only possess humans, as far as we know.
No, because he's possessed other ghosts. In his series, he's possessed other ghosts.
We still don't know how possession would work with a gem.
I feel like it would work as same as a human. They both have human attributes.
Human attribute.
Gems can have children.
But Danny Phantom was once a human, and then he was...
And he got turned into a ghost.
So exactly. So what if Danny Phantom can only, what's it called, possess things that he was or is?
No, because... Because
he's ghost and human.
If it's like that, he's no longer human. After that, he's no longer human.
But he was, so he knows just what it's like to be human. He doesn't know what it's like to be Gem, so would he be able to control it?
Yes, because Gems are like humans. Gems take human form. Majority of Gems have human form. We already know this as a basis. Majority of Gems have human forms. Unless the ones that are dismorphed. Gems have human attributes. Look, this is why I say that Danny Phantom can probably take over a Gem. Gems have children. Humans have children. So by that, their biology is basically the same.
That's true.
Danny Phantom can fly. Has a ghostly will. Can shoot blasts out his hands. Can possess people. Can manipulate people.
What's the strongest hit he took? Does he have infinite stamina? Can he not... That's true, you can't die.
He's a ghost.
I guess Danny Phantom then, because he can't die.
Steven could die, but
could Steven bubble the ghost and stop him from moving?
What would there be to bubble?
What?
He's intangible.
True.
He can walk through walls, disappear, and fly.
Yeah, good point. I think you've convinced me on this one. Danny Phantom takes the W. Another very good fight, though.
Very, very close, depending if you want to think of it, if... Yeah. Let's see. Alrighty. Okay.
Grim Reaper from Billy and Mandy.
Okay, cool. Grim Reaper from Billy and Mandy. Oh,
man, it's been such a long time since I've watched that show.
Alrighty. Why are you still on here? You're going.
Bye-bye. We got Finn and Jay for anybody wondering.
Alright. Grim from Billy and Mandy versus Star Beast Boy.
What are Grim's powers exactly?
Grim Reaper.
Can he just kill anything with one touch?
I don't know. Don't remember. I just know he was like a goofy Grim Reaper of like...
Look up his powers. It really depends here. I haven't watched that show in so long. I think it goes to Grim, though. Like, Beast Boy is strong and all, but, like, all animals eventually die. And Grim Reaper is death. So, you know?
Let's see.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go with Grim.
I don't really know his powers or anything.
Well, isn't like the Grim Reaper?
He's just a Grim Reaper, right?
Like, doesn't the Grim Reaper just touch and then die? Powers. Yeah, there we go.
Alrighty. Oh my god, that's a lot.
Oh wow, yeah.
Alrighty, you wanna read this off? Can you see this?
Vast knowledge, seismanship. I like that. Okay, yeah, he wins. I'm sorry. He's got immortality. You can't beat somebody who's immortal. Not even Goku could beat him.
Oh.
Shape shifting. Oh my god, he can.